The ordinance was prompted by the placement last year of 37-year-old Stephen Burgess in a neighborhood on Chicory Lane where families with young children live. Burgess from Lac du Fambo served 17 years in prison for attempted sexual abuse of a child, and his neighbors want him moved. Deanna Lindblom and her husband Ty live near Burgess with their young daughter. They have been actively involved in the ordinance issue.
It's just so frustrating. So I was just hoping they'd feel for us, but apparently there's more to this than meets the eye.
Cloverland Town Chair Scott Machusik made clear to the crowd Thursday night that the ordinance, if passed by the town board, would not be retroactive. It would not move Burgess out of the Chicory Lane house because he's already residing there. The ordinance would only help control future placements of sexual predators within the town. Another neighbor, Kay McArdle, expressed her frustration with the pace of getting an ordinance passed.
I think more can be done, and don't ask me what, but I think it's moving very slowly. And I also feel that last fall, when the state people were here, and they told us that no one would take him in Lac du Fambo, I find that kind of suspect.
Lac du Fambo already has an ordinance that restricts where sex offenders can live. Machusik indicated the Cloverland ordinance will be on the agenda for the next meeting of the town board in July. For WXBR News, I'm Mary Jo Berner.